This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. There's a well-known basketball coach named John Wooden who once famously said, "The true test of a man's character is what he does when no one is watching." Now, I reckon it's a fascinating question. The test of a man's character is what he does when no one is watching. Some people will say, "Life's too short to worry what others think of me. I'll do whatever I want." Others are self-conscious, knowing that somebody else is observing them. But what about in those quiet moments when you're totally on your own? It's a rare thing to encounter a human being that's the same in all situations. There's usually a persona for work or a character at home, one for the club or parties or when you go out socially. Now, I guess I'm over-dramatising here, but there's a point. I want to know who you are when no one's looking, even when the family isn't around. What are you really like? Far too often we hide our true selves from others and put on this invisible mask, making a good impression. If you went to the Stockholm Museum, you would find an unusual ship. It's called the Vasa, V-A-S-A. Now, what's remarkable about this is that it's almost perfectly preserved after sitting in mud at the bottom of the ocean for 400 years. It was meant to be sailed, but only lasted 20 minutes before sinking. It was the 64-gun Swedish ship that was rushed into service by an impatient king. Now, there was a problem. There was more weight in the guns above the waterline than there was in the ballast below the waterline. It simply topped over, filled with water, and sank to the bottom. I think there's a lesson here. The top bit, what people see of us, is only a fraction of the real you and me. It's character that matters. That part no one else sees. But, you know, I know the real me. A person without a good character is like a ship with a ballast waiting for disaster. We've got to build significant character into our own lives. Now, the debate over good and evil has been going on for centuries, but we know our true selves, the good and the bad, the mistakes, when we've told lies. But the Bible has an interesting statement from King Solomon, who was considered at one time the wisest man in history. And he said, "There's not one totally good person on earth, not one who is truly pure and sinless." Statistics show that character has declined over the past 20 years. People exhibit less desirable character traits than they did 5 years ago. Studies among school children, for example, show that 24% of kids as young as kindergarten admit to lying, cheating and stealing. 75% of all high school students admit to cheating on a regular basis. And the consensus of students interviewed was, well, why not cheat and steal if you won't get caught? If you look good, who cares how you do it? So we live in a society where self-serving ends justify the means. Now, many people today could quote the golden rule, do to others what you'd like done to you. But how much notice do we take of that statement, which actually comes from the Bible? King David, who was Solomon's father, was considered a good man, but he knew his own heart. And unfortunately, David was a liar, adulterer, murderer, a thief, and he thought, like the school children I mentioned, that if his wrongdoings were hidden, no one knew about them and they would be acceptable. But he confessed his failings and he said, "Lord, you have examined me and you know all about me. You know my thoughts before I think them. You know everything I do." That's in Psalm 139. Yes, it's true. Character is what we do when no one else is looking. But, you know, God sees everything. I'm sure Coach Wooden was correct when he said, in pursuit of being the best person, you should always assume that someone's watching and act accordingly. So try integrating some five ideas. One, take a personal audit. Are you the same person in public as when you are alone? Take an honest look. Be honest. When you make a mistake, don't justify it. Acknowledge it, that you made a mistake. You could always phone a friend, well, a trusted mentor, someone who can help keep you accountable. Be a promise keeper. Don't steal or cheat or slander others. Be faithful in what you do. If you fail, try again. Heavenly Father, we know how easy it is to slip into bad habits, things, Lord, that we think no one knows about. But we know people are watching, and most important of all, you're watching everything I do. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.